Is the Grunt Free Podcast, episode 3. My name's Absolute Deicide, joined again by Clay Cuckolds.
Hello.
First thing we're going to talk about is just the last podcast. We're going to have a business meeting here right off the bat.
Yeah, I didn't get my check yet. I don't know if that's just a U.S. mail issue or...
Yeah, about that.
Counting.
I think there was a hurricane in South Carolina.
That's it.
Yeah, it's going to delay for a couple weeks, but should be there in the next 5 to 10 business days. But how do you think it went? We're just going to...
Oh, I thought it was good.
Yeah, professional, top notch.
Hell yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It always is. It's always professional, yeah. I think.
So just those likes, this has killed me. Too many likes. I was trying to debate whether or not to even put it out. Hey, I remember, over Lawson's house, I put one on. Just one of the podcasts I listened to is the director of, I think it was the Blair Witch Project. It's kind of the same thing. He had like a little tick he kept doing. I think it was He kept saying after everything, like every 2 seconds after every word, you know. And we made like a drinking game out of it. And it was actually, we were drinking moonshine. So we got fucking like destroyed, dude. It was ridiculous. But every 2 seconds, and just fucking, dude. It just, as soon as I was at work, I remember I was listening to it at first at work. And it was just every time, as soon as you pick it up, you don't notice it for the first few minutes. And if you draw attention to it, it's like, it's in your ear. And every time you hear it, it's just, it just sticks out. It kills you. I started cracking up. It's kind of funny. It's also kind of annoying. So I figured I'd just point that out. Yeah, we actually have an email, too. If you want to take a stab at this one. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Real email from the site, from gruntfreepress.com. There's a form you can fill out. There's also a form if you want to go to that. This one is from a listener, Clay Cuckolds. Says, I am Clay Cuckolds.
Dude, that guy's a man.
I mean, Jesus. We have so many interactive listeners. It's nice. It's nice to know you listen to, sometimes it feels like you're just on an island just talking to myself. But as keep getting emails like that, I'm reaching out.
No, I thought it was going to be a legit email. I was really excited.
It was a legit email. I was excited,
All right. It only takes one, you got to start somewhere.
First one, yep, seeding. Plant the seeds to grow the empire.
Yep.
That's all the administration stuff. Just go to gruntfreepress.com. And, absolute deicide at gruntfreepress.com or podcast at gruntfreepress.com. Do you try going to that forum again by any chance?
No, I can right now, though. I'm wondering.
I was checking it as I logged out and logged back in to see, what the problem was. It might just be because it's, a pop-up window, I don't know if you're using, ad block or something. I don't know.
Oh, possibly.
Because it just pops up and it gives you, different ways to sign in, Facebook, Twitter, PayPal, any of that shit. You just got to click on it and just sign up to your account and should be good. I don't know.
Yeah, I think, do you log into the Discuss account? Is that?
No, it's not that. It's another one. Should be above the forum, in the top right. It'll say log in or sign up or something. Not the discus one. That's something different. It's like the actual forum. It's like talkie or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. When I click it, I keep getting that white box. But
yeah, it should pop. I don't know.
Maybe it is because I'm using
Adblock or something.
Firefox, yeah, which I have Adblock on.
Pop-up blocker or whatever.
That thing is key, though. I mean, you got to use that if you're going to browse the internet. Because who wants to, you know, I don't want to see fucking just anything. Just ads shoved just down your throat.
Shitty. Yep. Wicked shitty.
Just here, buy this fucking $80,000 car you can never buy. Shoving him.
Dude, you notice? Do you watch shit on YouTube at all? Well, you know, there never used to be ads on there. Now you can't watch like a 10-minute video, and they have like those little like yellow markers every like few minutes is ads now. What the fuck is that shit? It's like almost like TV.
Yeah, it's brutal. You know, but they're probably just throwing money around. I mean, how are you gonna say no?
Yeah, but I mean the whole point of YouTube is, you know, like, better than TV because there's no ads and people just put their shit out. Now you can't watch 10 minutes of video without three ads popping up. It's ridiculous.
Yep. Blogs, everything. Like, look at, you know, everything. You know, IGN, all that shit.
IGN's the worst, man.
What's that other one we used to go to? Game
Informer?
That's the one. I don't know if they got ads, but probably.
Probably, yeah. I don't think it's as bad as IGN. You can't watch it, but you gotta watch, like, I remember trying to watch a 30-second trailer, like a teaser trailer, and they had to watch like a 3-minute ad beforehand. It's like, the fuck is that shit? So ridiculous. My site has no ads. Grunt Free Press, zero ads. This podcast has zero ads. Not sponsored.
Zero
by
ads.
Not sponsored.
Zero
by
money.
Zero money. That's right.
Zero listeners.
zero ambition.
That's right. Yeah. Hey, it's all good.
You want to keep it that way, and by you, I mean Clay Cuckolds, the one listener. Go down to the donate button on the front page. It's the only way. It's either going to stay ad-free or it's going to shut down. One or the other. It's coming out of my pocket. It's my hard-earned money going down the drain to bring you this quality programming.
Well, you don't get any... You don't get any, you know what I mean, any fucking gay shit. You know what I'm saying? It's fucking real deal. Breasts.
Mm-hmm.
No punches, you know, held back. It's still just fucking go.
Yeah, but you upgraded to Windows 10, right?
Yeah, yep, yeah.
Same here.
Not bad so far. I like it.
You make anything faster for you? Better or worse, or did you try the new browser, like that Edge browser?
Yeah, actually, I kind of like it so far. I mean, I like how the Xbox is integrated right there. I can just click on it.
You try the streaming thing? Streaming the Xbox?
No, what, you can actually stream now?
Yeah, you can stream from the Xbox to any computer, I think, that's on your network. Like, it's got, the Xbox has to be on, and you gotta set it up. So it's the same account or whatever, you know? Same email you signed up for. So if you had a computer downstairs or whatever, you could stream Xbox games. You just need an Xbox controller hooked up to the computer. You can stream it and play from the computer.
Oh, I see.
I tried it, but I have no use for it. As the Xbox is like 2 feet away from my computer, so I just had to hit the input button, you know?
Same with me. It's right, like, on top of it.
But I tried it. It works. There's no lag or anything. The only thing is the video quality is a little bit worse. It's, like, artifact, like, compressed looking. I mean, it worked, like, whatever. If somebody needs it, it works, I guess. I don't. Somebody probably...
Yeah, I didn't really get that. I was thinking, more or less, can I stream my music from my PC to the Xbox? Can I still not do that?
I think you could do that for a while. I don't know how to set it up.
Are you sure you don't need, like, Xbox music? Like, I could, you know what I mean?
Xbox music's, well, whatever, it's called Groove now. I think that's what it is, that Groove. We were fucking had no idea what it was. I think Xbox music's called Groove now. I gotta check that out. I have a subscription to that. I barely use it, but the other good thing too is I get like movies and shit on there, whatever the hell that's called, fucking whatever silly name they have for fucking Xbox Video now. But I have like Always Sunny in South Park and shit. Like I'll buy the season passes on Xbox. And before I had Windows 8, I tried signing in. It's all locked. Or whatever the first email is you put in, it's locked in. You couldn't change it before. Like that was it. I tried it before. I had two gamer tags, like two different accounts, you know. And I always use like my main one, Absolute Deicide. It was one on one. Then I had one I just put in like a 30-day free trial for somebody, and I used like that one. For what I never use it, it's just there on my account, you know, on my regular email address.
Okay.
So I tried watching Xbox Video from the computer, and it's, you signed into your other account, you know, and I couldn't change it. So nothing I bought, like transferred over, was all on the other account. There's nothing you could do. It's like, oh, that's it. Nope, it's locked in.
But that's fucked up.
But this now, the way they have it set up now is you can change it. So now I can do it on air, which is cool. That was fucking bullshit before. I mean, I was pissed. I was like, oh, I was watching it, turn on my Xbox and just watch fucking whatever. It's Always Sunny and shit, like right there, you know, like the new episodes. It's not even fucking with the Xbox. And I get home from work and nope. But that's cool. I like that. You can actually, you're not locked into fucking bullshit.
Yeah, I like it. I'm surprised it was free. I figured either A, it's a piece of shit and doesn't even work, oh, so they're giving it away.
Well, they're just trying to get it out there, you know, for the first year anyway. It's only free for a year. And after the year, fucking whoever didn't pick it up in the year is going to pay the whatever, 100-something bucks to get it.
Wait a minute. I'm going to have to buy this?
No. It's just...
Oh, okay.
No, you have it. But I'm saying if somebody got, say like the year is up after whatever it was, July 28th, if somebody tries doing it July 28th, 2016, they're not going to get it for free, you know?
Okay.
They actually have to go and buy it for whatever.
I thought I was going to have to pay, and then I was just going to be pissed.
It's just that at this point, it's free, so it's going to be so widespread. You know, everybody's going to be using it, so if you're going to build a computer, what are you going to use? Some shitty fucking other OS nobody uses? Or are you going to want the one that fucking millions of people are using, you know?
Yeah, I suppose. I liked 7 and whatever I had, fucking XP, Vista, fucking, I don't even know.
Yeah, I had 8 before. This isn't that big of a difference, I don't think, like, as far as, like, the interface goes, but it seems to be a lot faster. You know, I was saying that my capture card's a piece of shit and all my shit was lagging.
Yep.
Seems fine now. I watch my streams, everything's fucking pretty much perfect. I don't know what the problem was before. Maybe I should have like reinstalled, you know, like fresh reinstall Windows or something. But I never would even think of that or bother trying to do that. So,
no, I didn't. Yeah, I didn't do that. Just automatically did it, right?
Yeah, I'm just saying before when my capture card was all fucked up, like the last thing I thought was, oh, maybe Windows, whatever, I should reinstall it. Maybe that's what it needed was like something like a fresh install. Maybe just Windows 10 is just that much faster. And you know what I mean? It can handle it. But
I'll tell you what I don't really like is, not a big deal, but you know how you could easily find like your, all your shit, you know, like your control panel, for instance. It's always been control panel.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, where is the control panel? I mean, it's what, like what settings.
What I did, you know, all the shit, use like the taskbar on the bottom.
Yep.
I just put it in there. I have the control panel in there.
So whatever, really?
Yeah, whatever you use the most, I just stick it in the task bar on the bottom.
Oh, okay. I couldn't even find the control panel,
Yeah, it's the way it's set up. I know what you're talking about. I was trying to find something before. I think before, like, the task bar was locked, like, it wouldn't go away. Now I usually have to, like, put the mouse down there to pop it up.
Yep.
It was constantly popped up, and I couldn't figure out how to make it go away, you know? And I had to, like, unlock it. I must have pressed something, and it locked, you know? Yeah, it's trying to find that. It's like they try to make it so simple, but at the same time, it's hard to find what you want because it is so simple. It's just settings, and well, what am I looking for, you know?
Yeah, I suppose that's true. I mean, it's not bad, though, overall. I like it. especially for free. You know, anything brand new that's free, I'll take it.
Well, the big thing is the DirectX 12, I guess, is going to make everything, like, whatever you're using before, games, everything, should run faster. And the shit that comes out later that actually uses, like, DirectX 12 should be, you know, better. So, just seems that everything just seems to run smoother and faster, and nothing's really hitching up, you know? Every now and then, I just get random hitches and fucking shit would fuck up, but just seems smoother.
Now, it's just easier for them to track all our movements once we use Edge.
Yeah. The spying, it's the price you pay. You know, it's nothing's really free. Freedom isn't free.
Nope. $105, they say.
How long did it take you to get everything set up?
I'd say it was probably about half hour. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, I was surprised. Yeah. I was dreading it. I'm like, man, I don't know if I want to.
Yeah, I thought it'd be an all day.
Yep.
Thing, Eric, but I clicked on it. I didn't even realize till it was already like mid whatever. I'm like, fuck, dude, I shouldn't have hit that. Yeah. Probably gonna be 8 hours.
Well, I was paranoid at first. I was reading all the shit. Some people having problems and shit, and people are suggesting like what to do, like back up your system and do this. Like I did the disk defragmenter and running malware bytes, so that took like a couple hours to do all that shit, you know. Virus scan. Then once I just hit install, it was like 45 minutes and there was no problem. Everything was fine. So, I don't know. Some people said they were in problems. I had nothing. It was way smoother than I thought it was going to be.
Yep. I'm glad I wasn't the one with the problems because
yep.
Probably would have thrown it out the window.
That's usually me. I'm usually the one that's, what the fuck? And, oh, well, you got to go into your task manager. What are you, a fucking idiot? Like, you don't know how to read binary code? Like, why do you even have a computer, noob? All this fucking bullshit.
Not to get too far off topic, but
real quick. There's no topics, good.
Oh, okay, good. I went to get coffee on the way home.
You see the kid see the kid with the one hand?
No, I didn't. I'll have to find out about that, but it's just... You said binary code, and there's just this, you know, it's fucking whatever, 3 a.m, and I'm at a gas station, you know, kind of fat kid working there. And he starts telling me how he builds codes, you know, he builds binary codes and all this shit.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you know, I'm sure you do, you know, sitting here at fucking the gas station at 3 a.m, I doubt it, but.
Well, he's just.
But anyway, he's just basically like, oh, I made this code. And you could, like, you remember, like, AOL?
Yeah.
And fucking chat rooms and all that shit?
Yep.
You remember, like, Fate? All that stupid, like, hack program shit they had? It wasn't even really a hack. It was just, like,
you would
spam shit in the fucking room. Like, you know what I mean? You could kick people out of the room and shit. Like, you know,
I'm aware of it. I never fucked around with it myself, but I know. Yeah.
Explaining to me, basically. Trying to tell me you could hack, and he's explaining, like... The 1994 fucking Fate program on America Online.
I just thought it
was hilarious.
He made it or just used it. He used it once. Now he's a lead.
Yeah. I was just trying to get out of there because I could just tell. Like, that's... I wouldn't call that hacking. You know what I mean?
No, stupid programs people run.
Yeah. Like, I'm talking about, like, driving around with a laptop, like, cracking into IDs and shit. This kid's talking about, like... He made a, I don't know, he's fucking stupid. But whatever, he can't make binary code. That was my point. He's like, oh, it's easy. If you have half a brain, you can read it and make a code. Or, like, okay.
Yeah.
I'll get right on that.
Can you make coffee? How's the coffee?
Dude, I made it. Well, you might have made it.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I actually just pressed the button. Yeah. So, I mean, it's all right. It's nothing great. You know,
yeah, seen the kid at Dunkin' Donuts near my house, or the hell was it? One of like the scary movies, maybe with Chris Elliott. You seen the dude, the one deformed hand. He's got like a hand like that. he's making coffee, but he's like, you can't help but look. It's just like a nub. It's like a nub. Like, you know, it's not like he got his hand like amputated because it's just like malformed. You see little fingers coming out of it, out of the nub, like five Jesus. Little fingers coming out. Oh man, I don't know, it's just weird. I mean, whatever, man. It's kind of a job. It's kind of gross thinking the guy's like handling all your cups and shit with his little nubby fingers, you know?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I'm not a fan of that. You know, it's like just, I don't know, do something else, you know? I mean, that's just, how do you not look at that, you know? That's funny. I might go there now, actually, to see him.
He's only there every now and then, but they get him on the drive-thru usually, and he tries to hand me I get four coffees, he tries to hand me the big tray.
Just freak out, like, whoa!
Yeah.
Like, dude, what is wrong with your hand, dude?
What happened?
Make a big scene, fucking.
Get out of the car, and you're like, oh. Start running, dude. Leave your car
there. Yeah, like there's bees on you and shit. Yeah. Like freaking out.
Leave your car there in the middle of the drive-thru block and everybody just start running. Oh, man, it's rough.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I almost killed somebody on a motorcycle, too, getting gas.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, dude, I'm getting gas at Cumberland Farms up there. I'm pumping it, and I pull out. I'm like, whatever. I just got out of work. It was my Monday, so it was Wednesday morning, whatever, you know. Getting gas, I pull out, and I see, like, a motorcycle on the side of me just going. He's staring at me. Like, he's, like, staring me down. And he's, whatever. He just goes. Didn't think anything of it. I stop. I go inside to get food and shit. Fucking broad comes up to me, taps me on the shoulder. And just stares at me. I'm like, okay, what? And so I had my headphone, one of my headphones, and I take it out. I'm like, what? So, you know, you almost killed that guy in the motorcycle, right? I'm like, what? Yeah, I saw you almost hit him. It was scary. He's like, you have a problem with your hearing? I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, oh, yeah, I think it's pretty illegal to drive with one of those headphones. It's like, dude, I got gas, and I fucking pulled out. I was probably going, like, 1 mile an hour, you know? It's like, what am I going to do? Like, fucking, the guy's like, a fucking motorcycle. You can stop or fucking whatever. It's like, oh, you hear, like, the loudest motorcycle I've ever heard. So, yeah, well, that's fucking great, but, you know, you're in a fucking gas station. I wouldn't rely on fucking, like, loud noises to fucking tell me where the fuck you are, you know? He's even fucking, he's your motorcycle's fucking loud. Doesn't mean I can see you, you fucking piece of shit. The fuck out of my way. Where the fuck does that broad get off? Like, how many accidents have you seen, or like almost seen an accident happen? You know, and like, if you ever got the nerve to go up to somebody and like tap them on the shoulder and be like, oh, you know what I mean? Like, what?
Oh, yeah, that's ridiculous. I would never.
Yeah, she's acting like I fucking like hit the guy and tried getting away with that. I fucking got gas and drove fucking 2 feet, 2 miles an hour and got out, like, you know? Like, what the fuck do you get off? Like, what gives you the right to fucking, like, go into my fucking personal space and fucking tap me on the fucking shoulder? And, like, you know what I mean? Fucking.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Harass me and fucking accost me of something, you know? It's like nothing happened, you know?
I mean, it's not like you almost ran him off the road and he was, like, swerving, like, what? And screaming, like, beeping, and you didn't hear anything.
Yeah,
you know, right?
It's literally maybe 2 miles an hour from the gas pump to fucking 2 feet away to the fucking parking spot, you know? It's like, if anything, he must have been the fucking prick, because I didn't even fucking see him, you know what I mean? I was going fucking 2 miles an hour. You're in a gas station when the fucking next to pumps. You shouldn't be fucking screwing in a fucking motorcycle.
Yeah, that's fucking why I hate people. Yeah. I just avoid them at all. Yeah, all costs.
Fucking motorcycles. Motorcycles, too. They fucking hate motorcycles, dude. Fucking all of them should be fucking banned from the road, as far as I'm concerned.
I don't mind them. I like them.
Bullshit.
Certain ones. I like the loud Harleys, you know. I don't like the race rockets.
Yeah, you get a loud Harley. You don't fucking drive around fucking blindly and be, oh, I'm loud so people can fucking see me, you know. They hear me, so they must see me. Fuck, I'll just run up.
It's just
go wherever the fuck I want. It's some fucking loud-ass motorcycle, you fucking prick.
Yeah, that's just people being fucking stupid.
Fucking dumb. Dumb fucking people. Fuck that lady, too. Goddamn fucking piece of shit.
Stupid bitch. I just
stared at her. You know what I mean? I was like, whatever. Fucking shrugged my shoulders. Like she was expecting like a reaction. She's trying to get like a reaction out of me. I was just, no. Should happen.
I mean, I just think you mind your business. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
What if?
Yeah.
You know, you're having a bad day. What if you just punch her in the face?
I was half asleep. I just got out of work. I was thinking about it. I was just going to fucking, like, flip out and tell her off. Like, where the fuck do you get off? Like, so what? Like, fuck you, you know? What if I fucking just having a terrible day, yeah, and I fucking stabbed her or something? Like, dude, fuck out of my face.
Easily. Yeah, I mean, it's just mind your business. Yeah. Unless it directly affects you,
yeah, exactly.
I suppose.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, yeah. Fuck you. Fuck piece of
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, so video games.
Yeah, yeah. I was looking at that list for the Gamescom.
Gamescom, yeah, it's tomorrow. If I was smart, I would have just done this recorded tomorrow after Gamescom so I could talk about it, but we're not going to do that. I'm going to try to watch it in like 6 hours at this point. I think it's at 10. So I'll watch that, and next week I'll talk about it, I guess. Yeah, what
now,
you...
they're going, like, all these games are revealed or whatever, like, well, re-revealed and everything?
I mean, most of them are revealed. There might be shit we don't know about they're going to talk about, but...
Well, I mean, what stands out in the first section to me is Dark Souls 3.
Oh, yeah. Who knows how much they'll show, but that's fucking definitely cool, yeah.
And Crackdown, I suppose, those
Crackdown,
two.
Crackdown, I hope they show a lot, dude, because that's... I've been saying that might be, like, the one... That just shows off what, you know, what we can do this gen. So I think you got to be online to play, like, all the like the physics and shit, like, for when you fuck up buildings. I guess you can destroy pretty much the whole city, it looks like. And all that shit's, like, online. It's all on the cloud, quote unquote.
Really?
Yeah, it's all, like, online. They showed a demo of it. It was fucking like, I guess in the first, I think it was like, might have been DirectX X12. They were showing like their big demo reveal, and they were showing Crackdown, how that works. Just buildings crumbling and shit, you know?
That could be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like buildings crumbling?
Yep. Yeah, that should be cool. They're going to be showing more Fallout 4, too. More, any more of that's always good.
Things they haven't shown, then new stuff.
You'd hope so. You gotta be thinking that. I don't think they're just gonna show the same E3 shit they showed.
Yeah, that should be a good one. I can't wait for that.
Quantum Break too. You know anything about that?
No.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool. It's from the dudes.
Quantum Break, wasn't that a TV show?
That was Quantum Leap, I think you're thinking of.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
I wish it was a
cool That was a good show.
Yeah, I remember I was a wicked young when I watched that. I remember,
no, it wasn't good at all. It was fucking stupid. I never watched that shit.
Oh, I remember I was kind of too young. I remember my parents watching it. It was fucking...
No, I just... Quantum Leap. I just hated the name. I was like, that's got to be stupid.
Yeah, it's pretty dumb, I think. From what I remember when I was like 3 or 4, I wasn't a fan. But yeah, it's from the guys who did Max Payne and shit, like the original Max Payne. They did Alan Wake, Remedy. Yeah. Looks pretty cool. I mean, from what I've seen, like graphically, that looks fucking amazing. Looks like one of the better ones. That should be fun.
Okay.
More Rainbow Six too. Shit on that.
Yep, that just caught my eye. The Division, I don't know how that's shaping out.
That's going to be there, yeah, who knows. I'm iffy on that. I can go either way. We'll see. Have you seen anything, that game For Honor? You heard about that?
No, I haven't.
Looks kind of cool. It's like, almost like Bushido Blade. It's just, it's like sword fights and shit. It's all multiplayer. It's
okay.
3-on-3 or 4-on-4, and you get you know, like allied guys with you, almost like Dynasty Warriors. You can just cut up, and then you'll end up going into like finding a player, and yeah, it's just like real quick sword fights. You know, you'll attack high, attack low, attack to the side. You got to decide if you want to block high. You know what I mean? You can block their shot, try to get in your own. You know. So it's real quick and brutal. Looks pretty cool. Gotta remember, I'm just talking. I always try to talk with my hands like a piece of shit. I'm like holding up my hands, like, oh yeah, you know, you block high, you block low. Gotta remember this. Fuck it, let's just do video. Let's do video casts from now on.
I'm shirtless once again.
Yeah. Oh, that's perfect. I put my shirt on this time. You gotta get to act professional after the last time. I think
yeah, it's too hot.
I think it's why it's sounded so nasally. Is the shirtless?
Yeah, that could be it. That could be it. Definitely.
I'm allergic to my own chest hair. My name fucking nasals. Nasal cavities are flaring up. So, I have my own dander. My pet dander.
Yeah, I was trying to bring up a video, and of course, back to like a fucking 20-minute advertisement. Yeah. It seems, yeah,
2-minute video. That shit's awful.
It's like I've already lost interest now that I can't skip the ad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Fucking stupid. Sick of it.
Internet's going to hell.
Oh, dude, it really is. It's a fucking piece of shit wasteland out here now.
Oh, then what else we got? Star Fox. I kind of care. I'll check that out. The one game this year on Wii U I might get, Star Fox.
Maybe. Yeah, that was the one that was on, what? Was it on Super Nintendo?
It was on Super Nintendo, and 64 was the one I played mostly.
I remember it, but I wasn't big into it.
Yeah, I like the 64 one a lot. It was like a launch game, I think, or near launch. I think it was. I was going to pull this out of my ass. I'm not a researcher. I think there was the Rumble Pack, the first game of the Rumble Pack. That was the first rumbling controller. So all these fancy Xbox Ones, the impulse triggers, you can thank Star Fox.
Yeah, thanks, Star Fox.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for Forza trigger rumbling, I guess. Yeah, that Star Fox and the new Fatal Frame is probably the only thing on Wii U I'll ever turn. I haven't turned that on in probably 6 months. The only things I'm fucking remotely interested in. Maybe that Mario Maker, but I don't know. It doesn't seem like a game I want to spend fucking $60 on making fucking Mario levels.
Yeah. I mean, I'm over the Mario thing. I don't know. I'm sure they're okay. I just can't do them anymore. Sure. You know, just no interest.
Yeah. I've been doing a retro fucking games lately, so still kind of interested.
I mean, I love the classics, of course. I mean, who doesn't? I don't know, just all these new ones. I don't know. I just think it's like, you know, they're just going to keep making them. Does a new generation even like them anymore? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I don't know what the kids like. I'm fucking so out of the loop.
Yeah, I would just think it gets stale by now, you know? I mean, they switches up, I suppose, but it's the same shit.
Yeah, I have no idea. Fucking kids like, except fucking complaining about everything, as far as I know.
Yeah, kids are stupid.
Fucking whiny little shit.
Yeah, yeah, fuck them.
Get off my fucking lawn, you fucking cunt. Tomb Raider. You interested in that?
I wasn't a huge fan. I mean,
did you play the new one? The new one? Yeah, it's fucking amazing, dude. I fucking love that game.
Yep, I remember you talking about it. And I mean, I played it a while ago. I think PlayStation was the last one I played it on, but
yeah,
it's a while ago. Yeah, I don't know. Just wasn't ever really wasn't interested in the Tomb Raider. Just the series, you know, the whole thing just didn't do it.
Yeah, the new one was like almost like Uncharted, only it was good. It was actually a game, not a fucking movie. So I'm always a fan of. I fucking love that game. I can't wait. This new one looks sick from what they showed. The shit they showed at E3 on the stage was kind of garbage, but they showed like an hour of gameplay afterwards. It was fucking looks pretty awesome. Fighting a bear and shit. Murdering it. Looks fucking pretty fun.
Yeah, I never. I don't know. I'm just fucking. I'm all over the place.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, I am too, dude. I am definitely. But
even the games, I was thinking about this the other day, even like the games I love, I still might not even finish them, you know?
Oh, you do that. You have a habit of doing that, not finishing games. It'll kill me. Yeah. If I don't finish a game, it'll fucking nag at me until I do.
Like, let's say The Witcher, for instance. Dude, it's going to take so long to finish
that. Yeah, it's massive.
So by the time it's just like this game comes out, then this one, and this one, it's like I'll never get back to it. I just know it, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, unless I really try, but still, I feel like I'm a ways away.
What I usually do is I'll have like one main game I'm doing, and I'll play that for the majority of my free time, you know, then I'll have like one or two off to the side. I'll put it, you know, I mean, after I'm done, I'm like, all right, I'm at a point in this main game I can stop at and not like get fucked up and I go back. So I'll stop, then I'll go and play a couple other little things, you know, on the side before I fucking run out of time, before life finds a way to fuck me over. Like right now I'm doing like Company of Heroes.
Okay.
Still doing that. I was on like week two, I think, at this point. I just did like finish up the Soviet campaign.
So you must be getting better now.
Yeah, I'm starting to get it. I'm starting to get the hang of it. It's pretty cool. It's just got the usual, I think, real time strategy problems. You know, it's like the AI is kind of dumb. It's like you have to babysit everybody. Send them over here. It'll set a waypoint for them to go to. And you just figure. I mean, this game only came out like 2 years ago or something, I think. I mean, figure at that point, you set a waypoint for somebody and start getting shot at. They'll fucking stop and, you know, take cover or something. But they don't. They'll just fucking go and run like an idiot. And there'll be fucking enemy soldiers behind them fucking shooting at them in the back and murdering them. You have to physically move the camera over, find them, click them, put them in cover, you know.
Yep.
It's a strategy problem, I guess. I'm sure people are, I'm starting to get used to it, just really micromanaging where everybody is, and that's kind of the main point of that game, I guess. Starting to get a feel of it. I'm just doing the campaign. I think I'm halfway done with it. It took me like 15 hours. Every mission's like an hour about. It's like 15 minutes, so I've been going for like 15 hours, you know.
Now that was through Steam, right?
Yeah. Good on sale at some point. Some bundle of that's, shit they bought.
That sounds like something I might like. You know, I might try that out at some point.
Kind of cool. Yeah. Do you like it? I said, I just plan on doing the campaign and maybe I'll fuck around the like skirmish or something, just setting up a little battle and just going. But I just want to set up. Get the site, so I gotta put up some kind of content, you know, on the site. So want to write up a review or something. Don't feel right unless I play through the whole thing and kind of think about it, you know, put something up there. I don't want to get halfway through it, but whatever, yeah, you know,
that'd be like IGN if you did that.
Yeah, I just try to avoid that.
Like, yeah, we played Dark Souls for 5 hours and yeah, we'll give it a 6.
Yeah. Too hard. I don't like it.
Yeah, we got to Blighttown, and that was it. We just
must be the end of the game.
Yep.
It's one thing if you're doing like an old school arcadey game where there's not, it's impossible, and you're not gonna get through it unless you're a fucking wizard, fucking Fred Savage, fucking wizard kid, fucking.
I saw that in the theater. The wizard.
Did you? I think it might have been a little bit too young. Yep. I remember watching the VHS. Right,
Mario 3 came out. Yep. That's fucking a while ago, dude.
Yeah. So I want to at least get through the campaign of that. Halfway done, I think. It's just the thing is, you're moving your guys around is the problem. You don't know what you're going to run into, you know? So it's. You're setting up your shit, and it's like, all right, I'm going to push forward to this point. I think it's the end of the level, you know? And you get there, it's like, oh, no, fucking, there's a bunch of fucking tanks, and they fucking destroy you. It's like, fuck, I didn't know, how was I supposed to know that, you know? Like, there's no way to really know. It's just beginner's traps. You just run into a wall. You built the wrong unit, spent your money the wrong way, and you're fucked, you know? There's nothing you can do about it except replay it, and you could be like an hour ago, you fucked up. Just trial and error, and it's not like you're playing Contra, trial and error, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like you're losing like a few minutes of progress, and I'll go back and be a little bit better. It's, oh, I got to go back 45 minutes ago and fuck around with the shit. And the only way to avoid that is like save scum it and just fucking save and load constantly. Go back to before you fucked up. But so it's just kind of like strategy games in general. I'm sure people who play them all the time are kind of used to that, but... Whatever. I still want to even jump into the multiplayer in that, because it's almost like playing chess, you know? It'll be fun at first. You know, two people just started out had no idea what they were doing. It's probably fun to just fucking around, but it's kind of sure
Oh yeah,
I'm
there's
sure there's
people that are probably just unreal at
yeah it's
that.
but yeah it's probably people that like they always do. I'm sure they have like fucking super strategies. You can't nothing you can do about it unless you know exactly what they're doing and how to counter it. And he's gonna
Yeah,
re
dude.
I hate like research in a game, going outside of a game to research the meta game they call it, going into tables and shit. And oh, they have the fucking patent double blitz offense, you gotta use the fucking whatever, fucking set up a fucking wall of light paratroopers to counter. You should just know that if you see them coming up. It's like, yeah, I don't know. I just want to fucking play the
Yeah.
go I just want to play the goddamn game. And fucking, it's nothing to do with skill. You might as well just play like rock paper scissors at that point. Like literally just playing rock paper scissors would fucking be just as good.
Dude, that's I wouldn't recommend online.
Yeah,
Maybe try it out though, you know?
I don't
Maybe.
know, especially at this point, 2 years in, hopping in and fucking, eesh, that's not gonna be a good scene.
Yeah, I threw in Grand Theft Auto. I don't know why, but I haven't.
Yeah, how's that?
I'm not even really, dude. You know, my ADD is kicked in. I'm just doing nothing really. I'm just threw it in. I like, you know, I've always loved these games, even though, you know, I don't know. This new one, it's all
You have
right.
get the remastered one, right?
Yeah.
Playing on the PC or Xbox or what?
Yeah, Xbox. Yeah, I mean everything looks good. I still never tried the heist that they
Oh,
finally
really?
put in.
Like a year and a half later?
Yeah.
They promise it's gonna be there day one, huh?
I've heard they're pretty big and pretty good, but I've still never tried it, so I don't know. I'd just like to see Grand Theft expand, you know, to like ridiculous, like some kind of I don't even know if they could do an MMO or something like just you can, you know, just
Well,
connect cities and fly to this place and that place. You know, I don't know.
they kind of tried doing that, right? With that one, wasn't that kind of the plan or the rumors anyway? When they're talking about online, they were showing like 30 jets going in the trailers and shit. They made it look like it was going to be an MMO before it came out, and all those trailers.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, and it's what, 16 players? I mean,
Something like that, yeah, just random shit. I wasn't a big fan of the online of that. I thought the game was
yeah,
all
me
right,
either.
but.
I'm actually,
So,
yeah, I'm just in the single player. I just enjoy that, you know. I'm sure
yeah.
if you go in the online, you know, last time I've tried, and this is why I don't even do it, because fucking probably like 4 or 5 times in a row, I'd try to get in online, and I would just be in a lobby by myself, you know. No way to get into a full server.
Really?
I don't, yeah, it could have just been
Yeah.
on my end, but it kept
Yeah.
happening.
There's got to be people playing.
Yeah,
That
exactly.
game's fucking massive. It's not like there's nobody playing. I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't like the server cap. I just wish it could be like, I don't know, at least 50 instead of whatever it is.
12, yeah. Yeah, I wasn't a
They
fan of that.
supposedly upgraded that actually to 30 on this. And now that I think about it, I think. So that could be a little better, you know, if you got double the people.
Yeah, I just wasn't a fan of that online. It was just you get that open world and just everyone is going around just randomly shooting each other. That's fun for like 5 minutes and whatever. What are you gonna do?
Yeah, I wish
It's
there was
just
some kind of structure to it, you know?
go in with your friends and whoever has the most friends is gonna fuck around with everybody else, and that's pretty much the whole game. Then but they did have like the structured ones too, right? Like the races and the death match and all that shit. And that
Yeah,
was,
it fucking that kind of sucked too.
yeah. That's the thing about Grand Theft. It's just kind of it does everything, but it doesn't really do anything great. The driving's not great, the shooting's not great. So if you're gonna play a driving game, let's throw in Forza and have good driving. Or if I want to
I
play a
did like the
shooter,
racing for a while though. I got hooked on that. I thought that was probably one of the funnest modes, you know, just keep racing.
It was okay. It wasn't. It's kind of bare bones as far, as far
Oh,
as that goes.
absolutely. Yeah.
And I don't think the driving control is that great. It was kind of buggy and shit and glitchy when I played it too. Just randomly like the popping and shit. Just be driving and fucking hit a rock that wasn't there. What the fuck, Yeah, like the flying the planes and shit. That was kind of cool. I remember doing that. Flying the planes through the fucking rings and shit.
Okay, yep. Yeah,
Some
I'm
of that
actually
was
just
alright.
flying the plane now. I'm just fucking doing nothing. Think about just crashing it, 'cause I don't even know. Just fuck it.
So some of that's all right. It's just there's other games that do all that shit better. I'd rather play, That's my thing.
It's still,
All
yeah, it's still an awesome game, but that's okay.
right. All right. Let's take a quick break, real quick. Stop it here. All right, we're back. Just talking about writing about music and shit. It's just fucking hard to try to describe music in words or fucking, it's just fucking tough as fuck. But
I mean, especially with something like that, like Black Dahlia. I mean, it's,
yeah.
not a lot of people are going to hear it for what it is, like hear, you know what I'm saying? The
Right.
specific instruments.
Something you gotta listen to over and over again. I wrote that like 2 years ago, dude. At least that when that album was brand new, I think I got it, and I fucking wrote that. It's fucking amazing.
Yeah, dude, I love Stirring Seas about a ghost ship. You know, I was like, as more I listen to it, like,
It's
oh, dude.
the one about Jeffrey Dahmer too. It's like
Which one's that?
room two. It's room 230 something. I forget what the exact number is. But I listened to that. I'm like, dude, that's fucking weird. I listened to the whole thing. I'm like, that's fucking weird. You know what I mean? Like, listen, like,
Wait, from Everblack?
yeah.
Is it Control? No Return from 213?
Yep, 213. That's it. Yep.
Now what? Okay.
I was listening to it. I'm like, 213. That sounds familiar. I was thinking might be like something like The Shining or something. That's like room 237, I think. That's from The Shining. That's the famous room from that. I was thinking it was that. I'm like, no, that's not quite. And I actually Googled it. I'm like, what's room 213? It's Jeffrey Dahmer. That was like his apartment or his house number. That
That
song's all
just
about.
makes me love that song even more. I love that song, Control. That's really.
The story about him. He fucking would drill holes in people's skulls and put fucking pour acid down their skulls and make them like zombies and fuck them.
Wow.
Yeah.
No shit.
They're like brain dead, like all retarded and shit. You just like have it was all like, half brain dead
Jesus,
fucking
that's
people.
fucked.
Yeah. I guess so. I think it was him. Some guy that escaped from his house. One of his like zombie prisoners escaped from the house. Is like running down the street naked. And the cops found him. And they question him. And they're like, "Oh, what's wrong with you?" And he's telling them the story. And they're like, "Oh yeah, whatever." And they brought him back to Jeffrey Dahmer's house. And
No
they're like,
way.
"Yeah,
Like Texas
pretty
Chainsaw,
much." And they're just like, "Oh yeah, this guy ran away." And I think he's just saying, "Oh, he's drunk or something. He's fucked up. He doesn't know
dude.
what he's doing."
Wow.
Just brought him back into his house.
That guy must have shit his pants, like. That's fucked.
Yeah, dude. Everblack. There's a review up on the site, gruntfreepress.com. I think it's in old shit at this point. If you want to read that in-depth coverage of a 2-year-old album.
The new one should be coming out fairly soon.
Yeah, I'll have to get that. I barely. All I do is I listen to podcasts now. I have a hard time listening to music when I'm at work because I get like too into it. I get caught up in it, I kind of stop and it slows me down. I'm just kind of like stop and I want to listen to it, If I just listen to people talking, it's whatever. It's fine as long as it's not real people talking next to me. I have to look at it. I'm good.
I hear that.
Yeah, I put up on the site too a review of World of Tanks. That's new. It's pretty fucking fun, dude. That's a good game. Really good.
Yeah, dude, I might have to get that.
You gotta check. It's free. Yeah, yeah. It's definitely worth it. Check it out. I'm hooked on that. I keep going back. It's my thing. Like it's what like one of my smaller games. I'll play Company Heroes or something. And I'm started playing like Halo and shit too. It's just stop. I gotta play World of Tanks for a little bit. It's fucking fun as fuck.
Yeah, we were having some fun with that before.
It's real fun, man. I think they changed it now, too. I think before in the 360 version, wasn't it? It's all one life type shit. So if if your tank gets destroyed, you're just done. I think before it was you had to wait till the match was over and shit. I think that's what you had to do. I don't know if you remember, but you just had to wait and like watch other tanks do shit.
Oh, yep.
And now it's your tank gets destroyed. You just fucking hit A and it just backs you out to the menu. And when that match is done, you get all the XP from it. So you just, it's constant fucking in and out. Just going. You just got to switch to a different tank as that one's destroyed, you know?
Okay. I like that.
It's pretty fucking cool, dude, to tell you. It's intense. That shit's fucking real intense. It's fucking like you're going and trying to set up your shots and fucking someone you don't even see one hit. You'd just be done, you know? It's fucking fun. It looks real good, too. It's not like mind-blowing or anything, but it's fucking, dude, it's real good. For a free game, too. I mean, it's fun. You can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, I'm going to actually download it now, I think.
Might take a little while to go. You know,
yeah.
All the updates and all that. I think it carries over your shit, too, from 360, because I had, like, level 5, like, fucking top-of-the-line tanks. What the fuck is this? I think it's from the 360 shit I played. I just didn't even realize I had all that.
Okay.
That's fucking fun, cool, man. Yeah, the only downside, dude, is the fucking the free to play shit, which isn't, you know, you can buy like gold and all that. It's just fucking, it's a mess to like sort it out. I mean, you can buy gold with real money, which is whatever, it's gold. And you can exchange that for silver, which you earn from battles, and you use that to like upgrade your tanks and buy tanks and all that shit. So there's like three different currencies, and there's like three different fucking kinds of XP. There's like tank XP, as you only get from like one particular tank you use, and you get tank XP. And there's free XP, which you do from doing battles. You can spend that on any tank. You can convert. I actually wrote this down just because it's fucking so goddamn ridiculous. So, so there's fucking tank XP. You can only spend that on tanks that earned it. Free XP you can spend on any tank. You can convert XP. This is the description. Players with elite tanks can convert their vehicle's XP to free XP at a rate of 25 tank XP converted per one gold piece.
Jesus Christ, dude. What?
That's the description. And you can buy a premium account, which gives you 50% more silver and 50% more XP per battle. Yeah, it's a fucking, it's like that's the thing, dude. Like that free to play. I mean, you're used to, I mean, you played like some MMOs and shit, so you're kind of used to, oh, it's like eight different currencies, you need this fucking, these for that, you know, that shit fucking.
Like Neverwinter specifically?
Like, exactly, yep. And think, is WoW like that too? I never played WoW, I know you did.
It's been a while since I played, I think it was just, you know, I'm sure there were, but I can't remember off the top, you know, I mean. Neverwinter, though, I played the shit out of it. There's, you know.
Yeah, a million fucking different things.
Dude, I like it. I think
it's a good game. It's just, I've been so out of the loop. Yeah. I spent a lot of money in that game, too. It's for dumb shit.
Oh, dude, tell me about. Now I figured out how you can play the market with the Astral Exchange. Dude, it was down to 160 a diamond, right? Or whatever.
Right.
Dude, it's up to like 270.
So that's when you sell your shit, yeah.
Yep. It's like I was starting to get how that worked, and I was selling, yeah. I was buying Zen, or no, like selling, like just trading it and getting, like buying keys. You know what I'm saying? The keys were on sale for like 100-something, so you would get a chest. My buddy figured this out with the math, because I couldn't think of this. My buddy Maycumber plays it, and he loves it. And
does
he's
he?
Fucking, yeah. And he's like, dude. He's like the keys cost 106. Fucking, you know, if you if you sell whatever, you can, you know, if you open a chest, whatever you're going to get, you'll probably sell for at least 18 grand because, you know, you get shit in those chests.
Right, right.
So it's almost like you get a free key every time. And we were just buying them, getting something, selling it, buying another key, like doing it that way, you know. And it's like that instead of putting real money in, you know.
Right.
You could keep trading like the currency, which I think that's brilliant. It's
That's cool if you want to get into that. You just need like a fucking business degree to find, you know what I mean? It's like, so I don't want to, oh man, I just read that just have like, oh, here's money, you know what I mean? Fucking whatever. I can understand like if you want to do like that model, like, I mean, they got to make money somehow. Like, I understand that. That's fine. Like, whatever. But if, yeah, if
I don't want to cut you off, but the audio sounds fucked up.
Does it really?
Yeah, I just had to tell you.
All right, hold on. I'll stop it again and check.
You want me to stop the download? I mean, I can do that.
No, that's fine. I just want to say, it's fucking one thing I want to say to you about fucking Xbox One, dude. It's like, if you're downloading something from that, I swear to you, just fucking, dude, it just fucking, like, sucks up so much bandwidth. It's fucking stupid. Like, if you're downloading anything on the computer, dude, anything else, dude, just, like, everything, dude, slows the fuck down. If you're downloading anything on fucking Xbox, like, it's ridiculous, dude. It doesn't even go that fast. It's just fucking, just sucks up. Seems like everything just fucking shuts down. Like you're saying, the sound's fucked up as you're downloading that.
Yep.
It's just like anything you're doing, dude. It just seems like everything just fucking slows completely down. Like fucking if you're downloading anything on fucking Xbox. I don't know. If you're playing anything, fucking watching a movie or something, dude, you fucking it seems like everything just goes to that, dude. It fucking sucks up like way more bandwidth than it fucking needs. I don't know. I checked. It sounded fine.
Yep. See, I just stopped everything and now it sounds perfect.
Yeah,
it sounds
all right. Yeah. See, it's fucked up. Yeah. Especially if you're doing something on the actual Xbox, dude. Everything's just fucked, dude. Until you're fucking done with it. It's fucking ridiculous. Still sounds all right?
Oh, yeah. Now it's back to perfect.
Yeah, it's fucked up. Just buy a PlayStation just for that.
No, you can't integrate it with Windows 10, though, can you?
No, I don't think so. No. Sony OS.
Yeah, I'm sure that'd be great.
All right. Fuck else. I don't know what the hell we were talking about. Oh, Neverwinter?
Ah, yeah. Yes.
Just saying,
I could see hitting the wall, I was going to say. I mean, you know, it happens.
Well, it's just such a grind. I'm not a fan of grinding, you know? It's just, as soon as I just felt like I was grinding and something else is going to pull me away that's not grinding, that I'm just going to go off to what's not grinding, you know? Okay, so I started a different character instead of leveling them up. And it's just, it's pretty fun, but it's like I kind of already did it. I'm just kind of going through the same shit again, you know?
Yeah, they've added some, like a few new areas for dailies and shit. One particular is pretty cool, the newest one. They actually, you know, there's like the whole area and there's like little mini bosses, like little dragons around, like there's a bunch of them, like, and there's the main boss, Tamat. It like pops up when you're supposed to go to the temple, like you gotta go there and there'll be like fucking like 40-50 people there waiting at the door.
Just in the open world, just sitting there.
The open world, just waiting at the door to go in, because it's like a boss fight. Then you fight the big dragon. It's all like a big fight.
Gotcha.
You know?
You actually have to go in a dungeon, or is it just like
It's kind of like a dungeon, pretty much, but just like a ton of people. I forget what I don't know what the max is, but it's probably at least 30 people.
Cool. The other raids there, that big fucking dragon dude, was it Never Castle or whatever? Did you ever do that?
Dude, yeah, I have a bad story. I fucking did that dungeon. It was like 2 hours or something.
Yeah.
I fucking healed everybody, healed it great. Nobody died. As soon as we beat the dragon, they kicked me out for the loot.
Jesus Christ. That's fucking, yeah. Just
dude, 2.5, 3 hours, dude. I healed, and they kicked me out. I was so fucking mad, dude.
See, it pisses me off with those fucking games. As soon as they start running something like that, it's fucking like bad match.
Dude, yeah, that's
bad
fucking
matchmaking,
game.
You know? Fucking can't stand it.
Like, you should be banned from Xbox if you do that shit. That's just dirty.
Oh, I report everybody that does that. I fucking go in and fucking report. That's probably to do shit, but I'm fucking something, dude. Go fuck yourself, dude. You fucking pull that shit.
I mean, even if was fucking up and everybody was dying and we still beat it, like, you still don't kick the, like, if you beat it. Like,
right. Yeah, that's fucking terrible, dude. Fucking
but just to get
shit.
The better odds on the chest, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just fucking... So I really, like, finished it, but I didn't, and I never went back to that place, because I'm like, dude, I'm not going to do that, unless I have a group of people I know, you know, then I would do it.
Yeah. Some of that's bad matchmaking on the game's part, but then, like, that, what happened to you, that's just fucking people being dickheads. It's fucking pieces of shit.
Yeah, that's typical internet, you know?
But... Yeah, you got something. Some news I was trying to hold off. I was going to tell you earlier. I wanted to wait, get your reaction. Gears of War, the Ultimate Edition. You hear about this? You buy the game,
nope.
The Ultimate Edition. You get Gears 2, 3, and Judgment for free with it.
Wait a minute, remastered?
No, it's the 360 games, but it's like you get a code so you can play them on the Xbox One.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting.
Yep. And yeah, the Gears 4 beta too. It's fucking
pretty. And how much is this bundle?
It's just that you just gotta buy the game. It's $40 or for like the base game's 40. There's like a $60 one that's got skins and shit.
What's the release date on that?
I want to say the 23rd or something like that.
Of
this month.
Really?
Yep, a couple weeks, yep.
Dude. So the remastered one comes out, you're saying?
Yep.
And you get the code for what, 2 and 3?
And Judgment, yep.
Well, I played 3 on the Xbox, and it felt slow as fuck.
Yeah, you were saying that, yeah. I was watching video of the remaster, just people playing it. It's just, I think it might be partially, dude, the frame rate, because the remaster is like 60, you know.
Okay.
I mean, that might be part of it, but part of it too is probably just cause it's a fucking slow game, you know.
Yeah, it just could have just maybe just because it felt awkward. I don't know. I put up the everything, man. All the fucking sensitivities, nothing. Just felt slow.
Yeah, I was going to throw it in. I was like, oh, I'll see what he's talking about. I was thinking of throwing it in. Then I saw that. Fucking, he's just gonna get the codes for 3 and Judgment anyway. So I'm like, what else? I'll wait a couple weeks and just play it on Xbox One rather than fucking booting up the 360 again. That's pretty fucking sweet, dude. It's a good deal. I think that's fucking awesome, fucking giving that shit away.
Yeah,
that. Same thing. You buy Fallout 4, you get Fallout 3 for free. Fucking buy Rainbow Six Siege, you get a... Vegas for free. That's just fucking cool. As far as bonuses go for buying shit.
Is this a Microsoft thing they're doing? Or is this like from the studios?
Well, it's just, I guess the studios can, they don't really have to do anything because Microsoft already has the backwards compatibility up, you know? It's just they got to give them permission to release the game. So it's kind of like, oh, well, Microsoft's probably giving you an incentive to buy it on Xbox, you know? And fuck, it's not like the studios have to do anything. So why not? It's a fucking good deal. Dude, I hope you buy fucking, imagine Dark Souls 2, you get Dark Souls 1 and 2 for free. How fucking cool would that be?
I wish they'd remaster that fucking game.
Well, they kind of did for the computer, but for the PC. I heard different things. I guess it was fucked up when they first did it because they upped the frame rate to, like, I don't know if you heard about that. Like, they did 60 frames a second on the PC.
On Dark Souls 2?
1 and 2. 1 and 2, I guess. And if you're attacking, I guess when you attack, you know, like the sword degradation or whatever, like when your weapon gets you gotta repair it and shit, like it fucking goes down. I guess the way they track it is by frames, So like everything in the PC version would fucking everything just get destroyed. Like all your weapons would fucking break like twice as quick because it was doing like twice as many frames when you hit something.
No shit.
Yeah, so it was
I didn't
fucked.
hear that.
Yeah, and like other shit was fucked up too. I guess like there's like a patch and shit like fans made to fix it, but I still haven't got to it yet on PC. But it's again, it's a fucking PC gaming thing, you know? You gotta fucking jump through hoops to make the shit work, right?
Yeah, I'd love to. I'm going to be interested in the third one. I hope it's
Yeah,
not.
let's see.
I mean, the sec it's kind of going in the wrong direction,
Exactly,
I
yeah.
would say. So
Well,
that's kind of not good.
I think they tried to do too much in Dark Souls 2, you know? Like they tried doing like putting too much shit in there. It just kind of get like convoluted and fucking, you know what I mean? It's just too much crap. Like just fucking didn't need to be there. And then fucking Bloodborne, they went the opposite way, which is there's not enough shit to do in that, you know?
Bloodborne. Speaking of that, I threw on whatever it was, Greg and fucking
Oh boy.
yeah, dude, talking about that. Of course he what's the other guy with the glasses? He fucking
Moriarty.
loves yeah, loved Bloodborne.
Oh, of
But
course he
wouldn't pick up Dark Souls. Like he wouldn't pick it up, but just loved Bloodborne and blah blah blah. And now I get it and blah
it's
blah
a
blah. Like, no,
yeah
you
he,
don't get it. Like
yeah
play Dark Souls,
yeah
not
he
fucking
well no
Bloodborne. You know
he
what I'm
got
saying?
it because it's a fucking PlayStation exclusive, so he thinks it's fucking like, you know, it's got to be better just because, you know, that's their whole deal.
Dude, you could ask
Oh.
anybody that played Dark Souls. I mean, that's just who would ever say Bloodborne's better? Would anybody? I mean, obviously, you just wouldn't, right?
No, nobody fucking actually played that, you know? Actually played the other two before that would ever say that.
Yeah, it's just not even close.
That's fucking
Like,
insane. That's like insanity. Like,
yeah.
but oh yeah. Speaking of fucking PlayStation, dude, you know what I gotta go through? You get a fucking screenshot for a PlayStation game to put up.
Nope.
You ever taken a screenshot in fucking the Xbox and like try to get it in the computer?
No, I tried it once and I couldn't get it to
It's
work.
real fucking easy, dude. It might even be easier now that you got fucking Windows 10, dude. You just fucking whatever. You double tap, fucking hit the screenshot button. Do OneDrive, upload to OneDrive, go to your OneDrive thing, and it's fucking there. You just download it to the computer. That's it. Fucking PlayStation. There's no way to fucking get it off the fucking PlayStation.
Really?
Unless oh, you might need like you might be a way to do it from like Facebook or something. Like you send it to. I don't have a fucking Facebook account, so it doesn't fucking help me any. But yeah. So I was looking up how to do it, dude. The only way to do it is you got to make a second fucking PlayStation account, send it in a message to fucking your other PlayStation account, your second one. Download the PlayStation app on your phone. Go into the PlayStation app.
Jesus.
Fucking get the screenshot, email it to yourself, and then
Come on.
go into your email on the computer and fucking download it that way.
Dude, that's fucking retarded.
What I
There's
did,
got to be a better way, no?
I don't think so, as far as I know. That's it. I mean, fucking. So I got a second PlayStation account, and the other thing I do as I was making, I was hearing other people like, oh, you know, you fucking make a second, like a Japanese PlayStation account. So there's some games that only get released in Japan, like fucking like arcade games and like little fucking dumb games, like whatever. So fucking like just whatever. You might as well have it. So I get a fucking Japanese PlayStation account now. I fucking I live in Okinawa.
Okay,
So
hey.
I get like emails in fucking Japanese and shit. It's pretty fucking funny.
Hey, how would you ever make out what it is, though? You
It's just
know?
pretty much, it's pretty self-explanatory. It's like setting it up, you know. It's fucking just, oh, whatever, fucking same shit. Just fucking click this, fucking it gives you options. You just fucking click whatever. I looked on YouTube, like how to do it, and it's fucking, oh yeah, fucking do fucking this. And it's like, you get it, I guess they ask, like, it's almost like a equivalent of like a social security number. It's fucking just, oh, use this, it always works, like fucking whatever. So I'm a resident of fucking Okinawa, I guess.
That's awesome. Fuck yeah.
Fucking hoops you gotta fucking jump through if I can do shit.
That's yeah. I already forgot what you had to do that for to get a picture.
You get one fucking screenshot. Yep.
Jesus.
Fucking lengths I gotta go through to keep Grunt Free Press fucking up and running.
That is unreal.
Fucking what else? been doing. I just like literally like 2 hours ago was playing Rare Replay, which is pretty decent. It's 30 games in there. It was $30. Whatever. I mean, I fucking basically got it for Blast Corps. It's like an N64 launch game. Just fucking driving around, fucking destroying a city. Pretty much the whole point of the game. But I fucking love that game. I kind of want to see how it holds up. It's kind of ridiculous. It's fucking like, I guess like Rare's been out for like 30 years. They've done over 30 games, you know? They've been pumping out games over one a year. It's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm not really familiar with anything, any of those. I mean,
oh, they did GoldenEye, but GoldenEye's not on there because of fucking licensing bullshit.
Oh, of course, you know.
It's fucking
God epic. Forbid that be on.
I think EA owns fucking GoldenEye. Oh, Wizards and Warriors they did too, but that's not on there. Like, who knows why? But
that's why that shit's fucking stupid.
But yeah, I've been going like just in order almost. It's like the old ones are like from shit. I don't think anybody in the U.S. has probably heard of it. It's from fucking like some British console, the ZX Spectrum or something. I don't know. So I think it's like their Atari equivalent maybe. Like, it's fucking like real old fucking shit. Playing a couple of them, fucking like the real simple like arcade ones are fun, and there's other ones that are like fucking they try to get like way too complicated for their own good. This is fucking this really dumb one, dude. Fucking hell was it? Like, a couple of them, fucking like Saber, it's called Saber Wolf. It's just a dude in a fucking jungle going around. You get a little, it's supposed to be a sword. It looks like a cane. You can only hit like not even like an inch in front of you. That's why it's ridiculous, dude. It's fucking real dumb. Fucking awful.
Dude, wasn't Cheetah Men born off a game like that? Oh, that was that like wasn't it off like a 100 game thing or something?
Yeah. It's not like that though. Those are just shitty games. I mean, these are probably like quality back in the day, you know, like 83 and shit.
Okay.
This is like pre NES shit. I mean, it's some system that never came over here. That was big in like the UK and Europe, I guess. So ZX Spectrum, or they call it the fucking ZX Spectrum in fucking Europe, because they say Z is Z for some fucking dumb reason.
Huh.
this game's shit. So I've been going in order, but I mean, still haven't got to like Battletoads and shit. I'm working my way there. Just going through. Like, the first one was there. It was fucking, was it called Jetpack or something? It's just like real, like simple, like arcadey shit, dude. That was like fun. I'm like, oh, cool, dude. These fucking old games are still kind of fun. And this one's like almost like a gauntlet, like Zelda type, top down, fucking like dungeon crawler adventure game. Like, that's kind of cool too. It's just kind of like mazy. I'm like, ah, whatever. I can fucking play that. And like the next two were just fucking garbage, dude. It's fucking so bad. Like, man, this is a fucking mess. Whatever. I'll play what's decent anyway. I mean, it's fucking pissing me off too. I use Hitbox, and I can't, like, when you type in, like, on Twitch, you could type in whatever for, like, a title of the game. Like, you put in whatever, dude, like, fucking Custer's Last Fucking Stand, like, whatever, dude. Anything you fucking want, dude, fucking blow my fucking nut. It doesn't matter, like, whatever you fucking typed in, it would just fucking pop up as the title of the game. And fucking Hitbox, as soon as you start typing, it brings up like a list of shit. Like, it thinks you're trying to type in. You get a pick from that list. You get a pick from that list. You can't fucking, you know what I mean? It's like, so I tried doing Rare Replay, not there. Like, I didn't want to switch the fucking like title of the stream. Like, every time I switch games, it's fucking 30 games on there. So I'm like, oh fuck, that sucks. Like, whatever, dude. And I fucking put in Jetpack, which is just, it's with this no K. It's just J A, whatever. Jetpack with no K, and fucking like, that's not there. I'm like, fuck. Like, none of like none of the
Jetpack.
Jetpack, like Tupac, yeah. Yeah. And fucking that's not there, dude. Fucking the other ones, you like half the games aren't even fucking on there on the list. And I'm like, fuck, man. Fucking pain in the ass. So I just put in fucking Blast Corps and just fucking played everything. Fuck them. Trying to fucking be like that. Like a piece of shit.
So you can't just put that title in and play it? I mean, I don't...
No, I mean, you can play whatever title you want to put in there, you know, it doesn't matter. You can put in fucking Super Mario Brothers and play fucking Donkey Kong, like, it doesn't matter, but she's trying to match it up with what I'm playing, and it's fucking like, dude, the fucking game is not here, like, what the fuck do you want me to do? It's fucking dumb. know.
Yeah, you would think it would automatically, you know, like read it or something.
Yeah, I mean, maybe not that, but I mean, just fucking let me type in what the fuck I want to. You don't fucking lock me down to fucking that shit. So what happens if the game's not there? Like, fucking, now this, I got fucking all these games that aren't on there. The hell do you want me to do? Yeah. Yeah, so I've been on kind of like an arcade kick, too. I've been, got that arcade stick for the computer.
Nice.
And it turns out, dude, playing old arcade games with the fucking arcade stick's pretty fucking fun, dude. A lot of it's fucking good. Been doing MAME, and dude, I found a couple sites, dude. A lot of the shit's like, you download the ROMs and shit, they don't work. It's like, dude, like, why is it such a pain in the ass to get the shit to work? It's an old fucking game, it should be no problem. Like, I remember like the fucking like Napster days. You could just fucking go to type in MAME and just get shit that worked, you know. Now it's, you download shit, half the sites are all like virusy and shit. Like a couple of the ones I fucking download shit and fucking you check and it's like, oh, you got a virus, oh, gotta fucking take care of that, you know. It's like, oh, fucking, these guys are slipping, dude, these fucking pirates, no good anymore. Like, I don't know if there's like a cool guy fucking trendy cool site to go to or to fucking get the shit or what, that I'm not aware of, but I'm just like searching and shit and fucking just a million different fucking versions of fucking this and that and fucking half the shit doesn't work. Now why is such a fucking pain in the ass to get shit to run from fucking, you know, 20-year-old game? It should be fucking simple at this point. It used to be fucking simple. I don't know what happened. Shit's going downhill.
Yeah, it is, dude.
So, you know, as you say, I was trying like literally like all week to get the shit to work and I downloaded like a torrent of like whatever, like 8,000 games, like a full set of ROMs. I'm like, oh, it's like fucking like 12 gigabytes, but whatever, dude. Fuck it. You know, I'll have all the games. Fucking do that, dude. Still, like, only a quarter of them fucking work, you know? It's fucking ridiculous, dude. And I'm fucking, like, going through all these hoops, dude, like, all these forums, dude, and fucking, like, the last, you know, how to fucking get the shit to work. And half of them, the last post is, like, 2004, you know? And fucking, like, sending you all these links that don't work and fucking all these sites that are fucking like abandoned. Fucking one, there's like another program you can run called fucking CLR MAME Pro and say, oh, you just run this, it rebuilds the database and fucking I run that. It's just a big fucking mess. Dude, it's fucking whole fucking process is a goddamn mess.
Well, speaking of that, like for Kick-Ass, for instance.
Yeah.
Like there's like 20 different ones up here. Like how do you know what I mean? How do you know which one the real one is?
I mean, there's different versions of it, and it's like certain versions of ROMs don't run. Think certain versions of ROMs won't run with certain versions of MAME, and then certain ROMs need other files called CHD files to run. So you got to find those somewhere, and it's a fucking mess, dude. Why is it? I don't understand why it's such a fucking pain in the ass. Everything used to be. I remember back in like, I used to do this with my fucking like back in like 2000, you know what I mean, or like 99 on fucking Napster, dude, doing this on my old, like sitting there for fucking waiting half an hour to download one game and it's fucking, oh, I can't wait till the shit's fucking internet's faster, I can get through this, I can fucking download everything. Now the fucking the speed's there, dude, the fucking the whole like process is a mess. It's just fucking, I don't understand why everything fucking gets shittier. I did find like a good one. If you go to archive.org, there's like a whole like another set. I already have a set of fucking ROMs, but like I said, half of them don't fucking work, you know, more than half of them don't work. So I'm going to try that, but then it's like, oh, you need this fucking version of MAME. So it's like, I'm going to try matching up the version with that fucking ROM set. So I got a feeling it's still going to be the same fucking deal. Like most of them aren't going to fucking work. Dude, I don't understand why it's such a fucking disaster to fucking like something simple. You figure it'd be fucking simple, dude, you know? It is fun. The ones that did work were fucking fun. It was playing fucking like the old like beat, like side scrolling beat 'em ups, like Aliens versus Predator beat 'em up. That fucking shit's wicked fun.
I don't remember that one off the top.
It's fucking real fun, dude. Bad Dudes. I played the Bad Dudes arcade game. I had the NES game. I was playing the arcade version, superior. Fucking way better graphics. But dude, it's fucking, it's just something about you. Just having that stick, you just fucking jamming on buttons, dude. It's just so fucking satisfying, dude. I fucking love it. The fucking the games that are fucking supposed to do it. That actually work. I mean, some arcade games obviously have like fucking like weird controllers that aren't gonna fucking work out, but won't be as good. But fucking the ones that actually use a stick and the fucking buttons, dude, are great. I played fucking the arcade version of Ninja Gaiden, and that's actually pretty shitty. That's nowhere near as good. It's fucking the NES one.
Yeah, was it the NES one that was fucking awesome, or was it Sega? It wasn't on Sega, was it?
The NES, the original Ninja Gaiden, yeah, I mean, that's fucking a classic, dude. It's fucking, like, impossibly hard, but it's so fun. The arcade one's just, like, a fucking, like, dumb beat-em-up. Like, it's fucking, like, I don't know, it's not even the same.
Totally
like,
different.
Nearly the same game, dude. Completely different. It's fucking worse. Like, it's, like, nowhere near as good as the fucking Nintendo one. It looks better, but other than that, it's fucking, play-wise, it's fucking shitty. Actually, dude, I found, too, I never even heard of this, dude. There was, like, a Castlevania arcade game called Haunted Castle. I never heard of any, like, anywhere, dude. Never knew there was a fucking Castlevania arcade game. It's, like, it'll pop up because they have so many ROMs, dude. It won't fit on one page, so, like, it just defaults to random. Like, what the fuck is this Haunted Castle? I hit it. I'm like, dude, this looks like fucking Castlevania, dude. It was, like, a Castlevania arcade game from, like, fucking whatever, like, late 80s, dude. And not as good as the NES one again. It's fucking weird. It's kind of the same, but it's fucking like not as good, which is weird. You'd figure the arcade one would be better. I don't know. So I've been doing that. It's fucking pretty fun. Yeah, I just don't get why. Oh, I mean, fucking pirates and shit. Gotta get on your shit and fucking make it easier.
Yeah, I love the pirates, though. I mean, I love what they do.
I don't know. Open. Yep. Yeah, I actually think we're running kind of long, so you might want to cut it at this point. Hey, you got anything else?
No, nothing interesting here. Just same old bullshit.
The only other thing I got is fucking been playing Halo, and there's a new playlist, which is kind of fun. It's fucking Action Sack, Team Action Sack. And it's fucking just like random game types. One of them's a dodgeball, which is kind of fun. It's just fucking, you start off, like both teams are on either side of like this trench. You just, all you have is grenades, so you're just sitting there tossing grenades against, like, at each other. It's just all open. That's the whole game. It's fucking fun. That's real dumb, but it's fucking fun. Yeah, the only thing I get is, I listen to, you listen to Opie and Anthony, their podcast at all?
No, not at all.
I listen to it every now and then. I mean, they only put out like one a week or something, but it's just like clips from their show and shit. They did Randy Blythe from Lamb of God.
Oh yeah,
and he's the guy who fucking killed somebody.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so they had an interview with him about it. He was fucking pretty good. He's fucking sounds like he's real smart. Fucking yeah, he's talking about he used to be whatever. He starts talking about he's fucking he was an alcoholic and shit. That's just kind of boring, but. He goes off about like how he pushed the kid and he killed him. He's in like Russia or something. He's talking about like how they fucking like rushed up to him and fucking like how he got arrested and all that shit.
Really?
And I guess they found him not guilty of killing the guy, but they put him in jail anyway because it was his moral responsibility. So they put him in jail for like 2 years.
Oh shit!
Yeah, it's fucking pretty good interview to listen to. Good shit.
Yeah, I might check that out.
Alright. Anything else you want to call it?
Oh, yeah. Sounds good to me. Yeah, I got nothing. I'm just out of work. Fucking blah.
Yeah. Well, I just want to get this done. Hopefully I'll have it done and edited and shit by 10 so I can watch games go on. Get down to business. Serious business. all right. Fucking end that. This is Absolute Deicide, GruntFreePress.com. It's been the Grunt Free Press Podcast, Episode 3. And thank my co-host, Clay Cuckolds.
Oh, pleasure was mine. It's always good to be shirtless on the podcast.
Yeah. Nothing better than a shirtless guy talking to a microphone.
Yeah, rubbing himself right now.
I hope so.
Oh yeah, I am.
Right, I'll cut it before it gets too schooly. We don't want anything out in public, and all our
Yeah.
listeners, all listeners. Thanks to everybody.
Yeah, we'll be
Listening,
giving
listen.
out $100,000 next week.
Just tune in. We're gonna be
Yeah,
asking.
tune
We're
in.
gonna be asking you trivia from this episode, so
Yeah.
it's gonna be real deep too. So you're gonna have to probably take notes.
Yeah. You should set up a phone line. You can call in.
I can do that if I really wanted to. We'll see. I'll wait till I get my first real email or forum post before I start doing anything extra.
Yeah, that makes sense. So that's cool.
All right. We're out.
See ya.
Fuck off.
Such a world as this, there's one man too deep for himself.